Hunters in northern Wisconsin have long complained about a lack of deer. Now the DNR is responding by reducing the number of herd control units from 64 to 44. The units are aimed at controlling population. Tom Haugie is the DNR's Bureau Director of Wildlife Management. He says the bulk of the reduction is in the northern forest, comprising the top one-third of the state.
Our buck harvest was lower than what we anticipated, so we're backing off this year. And that's where the bulk of that change or reduction in herd control units is coming from.
Another big change for hunters in northern Wisconsin will be a four-county deer baiting and feeding ban. Earlier this month, the DNR announced that a 3.5-year-old doe near Shell Lake tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Haugie says feeding and baiting will be banned in Barron, Burnett, Polk, and Washburn counties, but he's not sure when.
We've started the paperwork, and I think the paperwork is in review, so it could be that the ban could go into effect as early as sometime in May, but we're trying to move it along.
Also, Haugie says hunters are being asked to help the DNR study how widespread CWD is in the Shell Lake region. The DNR is hoping for a minimum of 500 tissue samples from hunters within a 10-mile radius around where the sick deer was found. Haugie says the DNR is still working on how samples will be collected. One possibility is DNR staff taking tissue samples at registration stations or working with meat processors. But Haugie says there will be no cost to hunters for submitting samples. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.